From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Monday, November 25th. Look for mostly sunny skies today. It's going to feel more like spring than fall. It'll be warm with a high near 60. It'll also be breezy today. Winds out of the south-southwest at 9 to 13 miles an hour. We could see wind gusts as high as 22 miles an hour. Autism is the fastest growing developmental disability, and Dr. Teresa Reagan is a neuropsychologist who specializes in working with adults on the spectrum. She's also the mother of a son with autism. She says while the holiday presents special challenges, there are things you can do ahead of time to make things easier. She says start with giving your child or adult family member a heads up about what is going to happen.
Another quick tip that I find helpful is giving them a specific job. So sometimes if they have a role that's structured and defined, they're going to feel a lot better in a social setting than if they're just asked to kind of make small talk or kind of mingle.
Dr. Reagan says you'll also want to have a quiet space where they can go to calm themselves if things get too stressful. Well, more college students are turning to their schools for help with anxiety, depression, and other mental health problems. That's according to an Associated Press review of more than three dozen public universities. The review found that the number of students getting campus mental health treatment has increased by an average of 35% in recent years. Well, labor to build Carbondale's first dog park will be provided by the Highway Construction Careers Program at John A. Logan College. Steph Whiteside has more.
Program coordinator Mark Weiss says students have to get their hands dirty to learn the skills they'll need on construction jobs. The school partners with community projects to give students a meaningful experience as they learn, rather than creating projects that will have to be torn down later or that don't serve any real purpose.
So a project like this has value for us as instructors, it has value for our students, it has value for the community, it's just value at all levels.
The donation of labor will be used to help with construction of the dog park. Current plans include a pavilion and accessible sidewalks, along with areas for dogs to run. Steph Whiteside, WSIU.
Although it may be the furthest thing from your mind today, the Illinois Department of Transportation says it's prepared for winter and highway snow removal. Spokesman Guy Tridgell says IDOT is ready to plow the more than 45,000 miles of road that will likely be hit with ice, sleet, and snow this winter.
We've had all of our trucks and equipment needs lined up for quite a while now. Our salt orders have been coming in. We're in a very good situation right now with our salt supplies.
Tridgell says last winter, IDOT used more than 6,000 tons of salt on Illinois roads. He says IDOT has about 1,700 employees available for snow removal. Well, no snow worries today. We're going to see mostly sunny skies with a high near 60. Winds will be out of the south-southwest at 9 to 13 miles an hour. Could see wind gusts as high as 22 miles an hour. Clouds will be on the increase tonight. Look for an overnight low of 47. Then tomorrow, showers likely. We may even see some thunderstorms during the afternoon hours. It's going to be mild. Look for high again near 60 as winds will be out of the south-southeast around 8 to 17 miles an hour. The outlook for Wednesday, a return to some sunshine and more seasonable with a high around 50. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.